So there are various types of operations one needs in chemistry. So a very common thing you do in chemistry is to find eigenvalues and eigenstates. We discussed eigenvalues and eigenstates. Those are the vectors such that when you take the matrix and operate on it, you get an exact multiple of the state or the vector. And the eigenvalues of an operator or an energy function in chemistry are the precise states you're interested in. They're the bound states or eigenstates of the system. And there are a large number of computations that involve calculating such eigenstates and eigenvalues. And often the matrix, although it actually has quite a few zeros, is usually assumed to be a full matrix. And the reason you're doing this is you'll want to find the actual so-called wave function or density, which is effectively the electron density for a particular molecule, that can never be found exactly. The only way you can find it is numerically, by solving so-called Schrödinger's equation, which is a particular differential operator. It happens to be done by a so-called perturbation theory, but that's, I don't think that's too